Welcome to Ivanoff Retirement Insights with Paul and Travis Ivanoff. The father and son team at Ivanoff Advisors and Ivanoff Wealth Management helps clients grow and protect their wealth. Paul and Travis understand the importance of having tax-advantaged, reliable income in retirement, protecting your assets, and helping you achieve your retirement dream. Now, Ivanoff Retirement Insights.
Well, hello and welcome to the very first episode of Ivanoff Retirement Insights. My name is Casey and I am so excited to be here with my buddies, Paul Ivanoff, insurance agent with Ivanoff Advisors, and Travis Ivanoff, investment advisor representative with Ivanoff Wealth Management. And they are going to be here every single week to break down today's biggest retirement worries and headlines for us. Guys, welcome to our first show. How are we feeling?
Oh, I'm really excited to be here, Casey.
Travis?
Very excited, ready to go.
Yes, I am so excited to be doing this with you guys. We've been doing it for a while now on the Ivanoff Retirement Insights podcast, which if you're listening, you can always find us anywhere that you get your favorite podcast. But we are so excited today to bring Paul and Travis's fantastic financial insight to the airwaves. So thank you so much for joining us. And as we are kicking off the show, we want to make sure that you've got our contact info handy, that you know how to get in touch with us, because the guys are offering their Ivanoff Retirement Roadmap to our first five callers today. 714-452-1955 is how you reach us. And Travis, can you talk to us just real quick about what your Ivanoff Retirement Roadmap entails?
Yeah, absolutely, Casey. A lot of people come into our office and they really don't have a plan where it shows every bucket of money, you know, that old 401k sitting around, that IRA, the individual, you know, all the different banks people are at these days with CDs. So the roadmap does just that. We have every single column and each column has a specific purpose, because at our office, we talk about the purpose of money dictates where you put it. So this 11x17 one-sheeter that we throw up on our huge TV in our conference room shows you everything from the purpose of each dollar, your required minimal distributions, your effective tax rates, how much is going to be left to your kids, and most importantly, how much income do you have to live off in retirement? Because at the end of the day, income is the outcome that matters, and we want to make sure we have enough so you can enjoy retirement and make it as stress-free as possible. So that one-sheeter is really built for peace of mind, and our clients love how clear it is and how easy to understand it is.
Now, this is an offer exclusive to our radio listeners, but spots will fill up, so you want to make sure that you take advantage of this opportunity that the guys are offering you today. That number, again, to reach us is 714-452-1955. Write it down, 714-452-1955, or you can always head to IvanoffInsights.com, and that's Ivanoff, I-V-A-N-O-F-F, and it has got all the resources that you need to get connected with us. So, Paul, Travis, let's dive in here as we are kicking off this show. I want listeners to really get to know you and how you guys came to do what you do. So, can you tell us what drew you to this industry in the first place and how you started your business together?
Well, Casey, as far as how I got into the business, I grew up in Canada, in Ontario, and my father was a CPA. He did the taxes for a lot of race car drivers, hockey players, and over the years, his clients, they're kind of like family. He was very passionate about what he did, and what drew me into this business is that when I was around 17, I had a little talk with my dad. He thought I would follow the family footsteps and be a CPA, but I just said, hey, Dad, I like what you're doing. Your clients love you. They're part of our family, so to speak, and I'm going to kind of do what you're doing, but I'm going to tweak it one little bit. And he said, what do you mean? I said, well, I'm not going to be a CPA. I decided I wanted to be a financial advisor, and I'm going to show people exactly what they wish they knew when they got in with an advisor. And also, growing up in Canada, it was pretty cold in Ontario. I also told him that I'm moving to California. The weather's beautiful, and we're by the water, everything. It's just great out here. So that's exactly what I did. I went to Michigan, got my business degree, and immediately after, I came right out to California, and I've been having a great time ever since. I really don't even feel like I'm working, but I've been doing this now over four decades.
I love that. Travis, what about you?
Yeah, I think growing up, I mean, my dad had me licking stamps at like 3 years old, getting mailers ready. So I think I've been working. I just turned 40, so I've been at it for a long time if you count licking stamps. But watching him do what he does and, you know, help so many different families and, you know, really, it never seemed like he was working. I've been sitting in on appointments with him since I was like 18 years old. And, you know, everyone he met is kind of part of the family. Like there was always a good rapport there and he gave a lot of people peace of mind. And I saw that and I have a marketing background and work and went to Cal State Fullerton over here, advertising and entrepreneurship. And I saw what he was doing. I was like, man, there's a lot more meaning to what he does versus what I can do in marketing. And I like the idea of that. I read a book a long time ago, A Man's Search for Meaning. And, you know, everything's driven by purpose. And I think that works well in retirement planning is it's all purpose driven. That's what dictates what we do for clients. And the purpose that we have is just to help people have a stress-free retirement, enjoy life. You know, life is short, and make sure that they're not having to worry about what it is they're going to spend the next month, but more so what their next vacation is or where they're taking the grandkids. So I saw him build a lot of relationships, become part of the family for most, a lot of his clients. And I wanted to do that same thing. And I've been able to do that and help a lot of people successfully retire. And I enjoy it. I just get to hang out with people, you know, in my conference room and get to know them and hear about their needs, their wants, their fears, and help them fix a lot of those and just be a part of their family. I've had clients that have come to my daughter's first or baby shower. I have a 7-year-old, a 3-year-old, a 2-year-old, but some of my clients were there before I even had kids, and then wow, they've been at the birthday parties, the baby showers. So, yeah, it's been a great experience helping people and just being a part of our family as well as theirs and as far as planning and whatnot.
Yeah, that's really special. I love hearing people's origin stories. I love hearing people's why, and I love that it's a family affair at Ivanoff Advisors. So I appreciate you guys sharing that with us so much. What a great story. Now, I want to chat more specifically about your business, Ivanoff Advisors and Ivanoff Wealth Management. I know you guys can help with so many things when it comes to financial and retirement planning. So can you kind of give us an overview of what you can help individuals with, what you can help families with, and what's your specialty when it comes to serving your clients?
Well, we've been doing this a long time, Casey. And over the years, we realized that we are trying to get everything that retirees are going to need before retirement and after retirement. And we pretty well put it together. We have everything from a Social Security timing, risk managed investments, IRA 401k rollovers, strategic Roth conversions. Also, my wife, she's part of the business as well. She handles all the Medicare. She has every Medicare plan. And in addition to that, we do our own trust in-house. We have our own accountants. Well, believe it or not, we even started cremations. And in the end, nobody gets out alive.
Wow.
And I thought it was a great fit after long-term care. Well, you know, what's next? Nobody gets
really
out of here alive.
Wow, okay.
So we've got pretty well everything for retirees. And that's what our clients like about us. They don't have to have, you know, 5 or 6 or 7 different advisors or go see someone for Medicare somewhere else or an accountant elsewhere. They like the idea that everything is in-house.
Yeah, so for those listening, if you're thinking you may need some help in this department, remember that if you are one of our first 5 callers today, we will get you on the calendar for an Ivanoff Retirement Roadmap. This is a complimentary consultation with Paul, Travis, and the team, and there's no obligation. It is just a conversation and a chance for you to get those questions answered, but you got to give us a call to secure that spot, 714-452-1955. Again, that is 714-452-1955. Or you can reach us anytime at IvanoffInsights.com. All right, guys, let's get into some retirement chat, shall we?
Let's do it.
All right, we've got a lot to get into today, how much that you need to retire, what interest rates are doing, and how that affects your retirement savings, and, of course, a little Social Security talk. But first, if you've ever listened to our podcast, then you have heard us talk about risk tolerance. But how do you define that? Well, here is Carrie Hannon with Yahoo Finance. Take a listen.
It's really how much you can stomach when the markets drop. Are you going to freak out? Are you going to panic? So this is sort of this moment where you have to sort of take a breath and really be honest with yourself. How can you handle the drops? And we see these all the time. And can you wait it out for it to come back? So if a 10% drop is going to make you crazy, then you're not very risk tolerant. But it's important to understand that because this is going to tell you how much you want to be in the stock market, invested in equities, or in cash and bonds, which is a little more steady, and you're not going to have these ups and downs.
So that's the definition. But guys, how do you go about measuring a client's risk tolerance? Does this conversation usually happen during that first meeting where you're doing that Ivanoff retirement roadmap?
Yeah, absolutely. It always helps in that first meeting when we're getting to know the client. I think she said it well. with today's volatility and, you know, you get these big returns and big losses, I like to talk to clients about that. We have a, you know, we have a risk assessment inside the office where, you know, that's your basic questions when it kind of talks about your risk number, 0 to 100, how risky are you? But I do like to do exactly what she did, and that is, hey, if the market loses 10%, how are you feeling? Do you feel good about where you're at in the portfolio, or are you going to make an immediate change? And the other side of that question is, what are you looking to gain? What kind of return are you looking for on average? What would be a good return for you when you think about it? Well, I want as much as I can get. I want 15 to 20% on average every single year. Okay, well, that's going to be, you know, there's a possibility of losing more than 10% there. Are you okay with a 20% loss? Absolutely not. All right, well, I think in the perfect world, everyone wants all of the upside with no downside, right? And unfortunately, when you're dealing with the market, no one really knows exactly what's going to happen day in and day out. So we talk about that with clients and kind of explain to them, hey, you're now retired or getting ready to retire. You do not have the same timetable as you do while you're working, right? If it's 10 years prior and you're, you know, the market's going up and down, sure, you can kind of stomach the roller coaster. But once you retire, usually your risk changes because you know that you need to pull paychecks and you need to live off this money for the rest of your life. So we have those conversations in our office. We talk about, you know, having a realistic risk and return number. If you're not willing to lose over 20%, well, we're not going to put you into, you know, some very aggressive holdings, even at 10% loss, right? So we need to make sure that at the end of the day, we're keeping our clients' portfolios intact, and that is really the goal. You know, we can keep up with really big performance if that's what you need, but oftentimes when you retire, you want to just make sure you have enough income and that you're not going to run out of money. So that all goes into the risk conversation we have in the first appointment. And towards the end of our appointment with our clients, when we're sitting there having our consultation, we do take their temperature on risk and we go through, you know, 12, 13 different questions. And oftentimes clients think they're very aggressive and then they get done answering those questions and realize they're actually very conservative based off their answers.
Well, I know you guys have seen this time and time again, being in this business for so long, but life has a way of throwing us curveballs, whether that's a new job, whether that's you're growing your family or a change in the market, and those can all shift how comfortable we feel with risk. So I want to ask you this. How often are you sitting down with your clients to revisit their risk tolerance? Are there certain life changes or certain events that happen that you may say, hey, it's time we need to sit down. We need to chat about this again.
Well, we put out emails constantly, and with a lot of our clients, we usually see them anywhere from, depending on the client, it could be every year, every 6 months, or some clients want to see us even more so than that. But we're always available whenever they want to get with us.
Travis, any thoughts to add to that?
Yeah, so a lot of our clients, it could be quarterly or semi-annual is usually what we're doing. And kind of to your question there, if there's a big life event and we need to adjust risk, maybe you had some money that was more growth-oriented and you realize, you know what, I'm going to have to actually, you know, one of my kids is going through a divorce and I need to help them purchase a home, or my spouse needs actually, they need some care. We need some long-term care coverage. We need to be able to pay for those kind of things. Or kids getting, you know, going to get married. We need some money for, you know, the wedding and whatnot. And then there's project money. And I kind of talked about, I had an appointment earlier today and the client was telling me what they wanted to work with. And I said, okay, did that include your project money? Because he just explained to me that you're going to redo the kitchen. You want to redo the bathroom. So that dollar amount you just gave me, was some of that your project money, or is that all money that can be invested? Because that's important, because that time horizon of those dollars, if you're redoing the kitchen in 6 months, we need to be very conservative with that, right?
Because Let's make a plan.
Yeah, we need a plan. I don't want to ruin your kitchen plans because you told me you wanted to be aggressive and the market does what it does, and now we're not doing the nicer kitchen, right? We're not doing custom cabinets, and we're doing a store-bought cabinet. So it really depends on where someone is, and a lot of times I'm like, hey, we'll cross that bridge when we get there. But if anything pops up and you need to change your risk based off a goal or a wedding or a new house or some kind of health issue, well, then we need to adjust the risk. That's why, sure, we'll see our clients quarterly and semi-annually, but I'm just a phone call away. You call my office, we'll get you in, because we want you to bring us in on these decisions, because we might be able to look for some efficiency elsewhere that you're not seeing. Like maybe it's tax efficient to do it out of this portfolio rather than this portfolio. So we're very much part of those decisions. Not that it's our money, of course. It's just that that's what you have hired us for, is to look for any efficiencies you can. And that comes with managing risk and time horizon and those project dollars, et cetera.
In the end, Casey, planning is better than guessing.
It sure is.
We have to have a plan.
Yep, and moral of the story is incorporating the help of a professional to guide you through these conversations and these decisions. That's going to be the key here. So if you're listening today, you're looking for answers to your retirement questions, today's the perfect chance for you. 714-452-1955 is the number to dial. Somebody from the office is standing by now to take your call, and we will get you on the calendar to connect with Paul and Travis for a personalized Ivanoff retirement roadmap. No pressure here, no commitment, just genuine guidance tailored to your specific situation. Spots will fill up, though, so time to take some action. Make sure that you lock one in. That number again, 714-452-1955. One more time for you, 714-452-1955. Or if you prefer online, you can reach out and discover more anytime at IvanoffAdvisors.com. And that is Ivanoff, IvanoffF. All right, guys. I don't know about you, but I definitely struggle to get the recommended 10,000 steps every day that they say you should get to stay healthy. But I've got some good news on that front if you're with me. A recent study found that as little as 7,000 daily steps can promote nearly the same exact health benefits as 10,000 can. So when I saw this news, it reminded me of trying to calculate how much savings that you'll need to retire. Some shoot for a magic number amount of, say, $1.8 million. Others believe you should have 70 to 80% of that annual salary. So, guys, how do you figure this out for your clients, and what factors are you considering?
Yes, Casey, back to the 10,000 steps. Back around 2 years ago, I ended up doing 15,000 steps a day for 1 year. That was one of my bucket lists. So obviously, I overshot it. I guess I didn't need to do that many with 7,000.
You are an overachiever, Paul, but I'm so impressed because 10,000, I mean, you got to really commit to getting 10. So if you've got 15K for 365, dang.
Yeah, well, I stopped it after that. I should start again,
you
but not 15,000.
Maybe 12 and a half.
Hey, you just got to keep walking, right?
That's right. Just keep going.
What you bring up there, it makes me think back to a seminar I had a couple of years ago, and I started to talk to clients about what they really need, you know, what the number is they need to retire off. And away we back into that, because oftentimes you sit in a first appointment and you're getting to know a client and, you know, asking the questions and whatnot. And sometimes you ask them, hey, how much does it cost to be you? And what are you looking for when you retire? What kind of monthly income? Believe it or not, that stumps most people. So we kind of reverse engineer that. And I talked about this again in our educational seminars that we do all over Orange County. And I go, look, let's start here. What are you getting paid every 2 weeks, right? What is your net? And then, because oftentimes clients are like, hey, I make $140,000 a year. I'm like, okay, well, what's your take home? You know, after you pay Social Security, Medicare, you're rolling money into your tax-deferred 401k, et cetera. And then we quickly realize, well, I guess, you know, we're not living off $140,000. I guess we're living more off like $80,000 a year.
Right.
Okay, that's a good building block. That's where we should start, because that's what you're already living off. And I said, oftentimes people get stuck on this big number, and I'm thinking about a specific client right now. And this client's number was $3 million. And, you know, this was back around 2022 when the market took a dip. He was at one of our seminars. And I was speaking about that in the seminar, like, hey, don't get stuck on a number, right? Well, you should have a number that you're comfortable living off with. And that's what we should focus on, because your number versus what you need to live off could be two way different things.
Mm-hmm.
And you might keep yourself working just to get back to that number when you really don't want to be working anymore, when we can hit the same $130,000 a year or whatever it is without you working any longer. And that client, I'll never forget, I was walking, you know, I finished the seminar and he came up to me. He's like, hey, I am that guy. I've been trying to get to $3 million and this market crash just, you know, scared me, and I'm waiting for it to recover. I don't know when I'll be able to retire. I don't know when the market's going to recover. But I'd be interested to see, you know, what the numbers I'm looking off for to live off versus what I'm trying to save up to. And sure enough, we built out his Ivanoff retirement roadmap. He could retire tomorrow.
Wow.
His number wasn't that hard to get to with the assets he had, even after the market crash. We're still able to hit his like $140,000 of income after tax a year, which is about what he was bringing in anyways. So he still works to this day, but it's because he wants to.
Mm-hmm.
And he says if he has three bad days, he's going to quit. And
okay.
He knows that, yeah, because we built out the planning. So instead of getting stuck on a number, let's talk about what you need, and you might be able to get out of there sooner than you'd like, or at least know that you're three bad days away from just retiring completely, and that's what we do in our planning all the time.
Yeah. Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, also, Casey, we do have clients every now and then where they can actually earn more money now retiring than if they're working. So they just get all giggly, and then a lot of times they say, "You're kidding, I'll make more if I retire now than if I keep working." You go, "Yeah, you can." And, boy, a lot of them do it.
Yeah.
And they just start enjoying their vacations and all the little things that they planned on doing during the retirement years.
The retirement giggle. You love to hear it. I think sometimes focusing on a huge goal like $3 million for retirement, like 10,000 steps a day, can feel very overwhelming and, you know, make people freeze up before they even get started. So let me ask you this, guys. For somebody who's feeling a little lost or they're just beginning their savings journey, what would you say is a good 7,000 steps equivalent for retirement planning? Is there a simple, realistic habit or two that they can help get going to get folks headed in the right direction, even if that big goal feels out of reach for them?
Well, everybody has a different number. Some people might want 5,000 a month. Others might want 10 or 12,000. So it depends on the client, and that's why we really try to get to know them. And the purpose of money dictates where we put it. And we really have to just get a feeling as to what they really want to retire on, what they need.
Again, the biggest step that we see is clients don't have a plan. It's in their head, or they're reading their 401ks. But at the end of the day, you don't know what you don't know. And we have tools and portfolios and strategies that might be able to give you the peace of mind to retire a lot sooner and accomplish the income you need to have a fruitful retirement. So instead of getting stuck on a number, let's get stuck on a retirement roadmap and actually build a plan out so you have a one pager that shows your Social Security, your pensions, your rental properties, whatever it is, and that way you can see it live and go, you know what, I guess I can retire, or I need to work a little harder. And if you need to work a little harder, you know, we're going to be very blunt and transparent when it comes to that, because we don't want anyone, you know, we don't want to overpromise and underdeliver. We're talking about someone's retirement here. So let's sit down, let's do the retirement roadmap and put the pen to paper and see if you can retire, and we'll help you figure out what a comfortable income is for you. So that's exactly what we do at Ivanoff Advisors. So take us up on the Ivanoff Retirement Roadmap. We have 5 spots available right now. We've cleared it for our radio listeners. And you can get a hold of us at 714-452-1955. You can also contact us at IvanoffAdvisorInsights.com. And we can help you get started. You know, you might be just one meeting away from retiring a lot sooner than you like. So if you want a second opinion, if you want us to do a retirement roadmap, we'd love to sit down and do that for you. And hopefully you'll be out living life stress-free and enjoying retirement rather than having to work longer. So, yeah, look forward to seeing you.
Yes, good news could be just around the corner. So take advantage of this offer. Sit down with Paul and Travis and let them help you put a plan together that you are going to feel good about. No obligation here. This is just a conversation, but you got to make the call and secure your spot on the calendar. That number again, 714-452-1955. One more time for you, 714-452-1955, or if you prefer online, you can find us anytime at IvanoffInsights.com. You are listening to Ivanoff Retirement Insights, and I am here with Paul and Travis Ivanoff talking all things retirement. And guys, we've got to talk about interest rates for a moment. The Fed has kept them unchanged for all 5 of this year's meetings, but many are betting that this month's get-together will be different. Here is Morgan Stanley economist Ellen Zentner on CNBC. Let's take a listen.
It's been very difficult for the Fed to stick to this "we're not going to do anything" mantra, because inflation is coming, right? And we are seeing it come through in goods prices, just not as much as people thought. But how long for the Fed can you wait when Chair Powell already acknowledged downside risk to the labor market? So now definitely there's downside risk to the labor market. And I think that it's going to be easy for the Fed to get consensus to cut in September, because the first cut is always the easiest.
So, guys, if interest rates start dropping, what's another move for someone relying on savings income for their retirement? Talk to us about your thoughts here.
You know, we hear about this. We heard about it last year when they didn't do a lot of cuts, and we've heard about it this year as well. But we need a all-seasons portfolio. And what we're talking about there is, you know, there's not one perfect strategy. There's not one perfect portfolio. There's not one perfect annuity. It's the sum of all the parts. So you're ready for whatever curveball is thrown at you. So some different ideas that we can use for, you know, income. And remember what happened to the bond market in 2022. We don't want to be only dependent on bonds. But there's other strategies we can use to help you build a income off your portfolio There's a lot of tools out there we can be using for that, and to try to provide you with peace of mind during retirement that, hey, you know what, my income is not coming off one source. I'm diversified in my equity strategies, but I'm also diversified on where I'm getting my income. And the goal is to give you some sort of pension-like strategy that's going to allow you to retire and get those paychecks, right? Most people can't survive off just Social Security. And you don't want there to only be one paycheck in your portfolio that you can count on from, you know, month in and month out. So the goal is to get a couple more paychecks built into your portfolio strategies so that whatever the Fed does, whatever happens to inflation, whatever happens to market crashes, that's not the only thing you're counting on in retirement, nor should it be.
Yeah, also, Casey, in the end, in almost all cases, we like to have their pension go through both lifetimes, husband and wife. That way there's always a paycheck there.
The goal is to get rid of that uncertainty and to have a resilient retirement plan set in place that you can feel confident in. And that's exactly what Paul and Travis and their team are here to help you with. So take advantage of the offer that they've got exclusively for our radio listeners today. 714-452-1955 is how you get in touch with us. And those first five callers can get on the calendar for an Ivanoff Retirement Roadmap. Ashley and Amber from the office are standing by now to take your call. I think they're scheduling a couple of weeks out, but give the office a call. We'll find you the next available time. That number again, 714-452-1955. One more time, 714-452-1955. Or you can always head to IvanoffInsights.com, and that's Ivanoff, IvanoffInsights, and you can get connected with us that way. We've got a lot more just ahead on Ivanoff Retirement Insights. We will be right back.
There's a reason potato chips don't come in a clear bag.
There's only 8 chips in this bag.
That's why. It's only 2/3 full. The rest is air. It's a lot like opening up your 401k at retirement. You get 2/3 of it, and the rest goes to Uncle Sam.
Paul and Travis Ivanoff of Ivanoff Advisors can help. Their tax mapping process can help forecast what your tax bill will be in the future. That way you can build a strategy now to potentially decrease your tax bill in retirement. In other words, more for you and less for Uncle Sam. Call today for your complimentary retirement tax mapping report. 714-452-1995. That's 714-452-1995. Or find them online at IvanoffAdvisors.com. And get Uncle Sam's greedy hands out of your retirement.
Hey, you had enough.
With a complimentary tax mapping report from Ivanoff Advisors. 714-452-1995.
You have found Ivanoff Retirement Insights. I am here with Paul Ivanoff, insurance agent with Ivanoff Advisors, and Travis Ivanoff, investment advisor representative with Ivanoff Wealth Management. And they are here helping us navigate that road to retirement. We want to remind you that they've got an amazing offer exclusively for our radio listeners today. Our first five callers at 714-452-1955 can claim a spot for their Ivanoff Retirement Roadmap. No commitment, no obligation. This is just a chance for you to sit down and get those big retirement questions answered. So give the office a call, 714-452-1955. Amber and Ashley are standing by, and they will get you on the calendar. You've just got to dial to secure that spot. That number again, 714-452-1955. Or, of course, we are online at IvanoffInsights.com, and that's Ivanoff, IvanoffInsights. All right, so I've got a little history fact of the day, guys. The Social Security Act was signed by President Franklin Roosevelt in August 1935. So Social Security just turned 90 years old last month, but the big question is, will it last another 90 years? If Congress does not act, benefits will be cut by 23% in 2033, which is about $500 a month. So, guys, my question here is, how much do your clients depend on Social Security, and how are you helping them make up that loss?
I feel like a lot of clients these days are very dependent on Social Security. I mean, it's something you've paid in, you know, your entire working life, and you're hoping to get what's yours and have it come back to you, right? They're not happy about the taxes they have to pay on it. But with that being said, many clients of ours like the idea of Social Security. And the big question always is, well, when do I turn it on? Should I turn it on younger at 62, or should I wait till 70 and maximize it? And, if I wait this long, I get the most money out of it. But there's not a one-size-fits-all on that answer. And it really depends on your other assets and what what those are doing for you to help. Again, Social Security is like a pension, right? That's what people are counting on. So what are your other assets doing to complement Social Security as far as producing the same kind of income?
You know, a lot of people hear that Social Security might get cut and they start to worry if their whole retirement plan is going to unravel. So, guys, when you're talking with your clients, what kind of practical steps are you recommending to help them prepare for these possible cuts? Should they be saving more, or are there some other strategies or tools that you're suggesting to help them make up for any potential shortfalls that could come their way?
Well, there's so many ways to claim Social Security, and in the end, we have to get a good idea of what our clients, what they want. It all depends on their health condition, their lifestyle, and then we put a plan together for them.
I would say on the Social Security side of things, if we are nervous about 2033, Social Security getting cut, well, that might be a reason to turn on Social Security sooner. Let's get as much as we can from Social Security and let the other side of your portfolio, the other assets, grow. And either, we also use fixed index annuities, so we can let it sit in something like that. That's going to give you another income. So on the chance that Social Security does get cut, well, that's not your only paycheck you're counting on.
Mm-hmm.
And the other side of that is we have different strategies and portfolios that we can be using to take advantage of these markets, the S&P 500, et cetera. Well, maybe if we turn on Social Security early and we let the other assets sit and ripen, it'll be an easy transition if they do that, because we'll be able to replace that income that they're going to lose. We put all that in our retirement, Ivanoff retirement roadmap. We put that all in there, and we can build a what-if strategy. Hey, what if something does happen to Social Security? How much would we be losing, and how do we replace that? That's easy for me to build. I do it all the time, and we can build that in the Ivanoff retirement roadmap to give you peace of mind. Hey, whatever happens, you're not only dependent on Social Security, and we have other strategies that are going to give you the same kind of income rolling through month after month.
Yeah, Casey, it might be a good idea for certain people to take the Social Security check early,
mm-hmm.
even if they're healthy, because that could change.
Right.
If someone becomes unhealthy, husband and wife, eventually, if they don't turn it on, then that money never gets collected by them.
Yeah, at the end of the day, you don't want the fear of Social Security to keep you up at night. But luckily, Paul and Travis and the team can help you diversify your retirement income so that you are not overly reliant on any one single source. So if you are listening, this sounds like something that you need help with, take advantage of our offer today. 714-452-1955 is the number to dial. And those first five callers will receive Paul and Travis's Ivanoff Retirement Roadmap. You can sit down, look at your specific situation, and they can help you make an informed, right decision for your situation. So you got to make that call to secure your spot to have that conversation. That number again, 714-452-1955, or you can visit us at IvanoffInsights.com to learn more. All right, guys, I've got a fun one for you. Not sure if you're Broadway fans or not, but the hit musical Hamilton is celebrating its 10th anniversary this summer. And during that time, it has won 11 Tonys, a Grammy, a Pulitzer Prize, and has grossed about $1 billion worldwide. But some who have seen the show came away a little confused, like comedian Sebastian Maniscalco. Take a listen.
So this thing starts. 10 minutes into Hamilton, I tap my wife. I go, I got no idea what's going on. I couldn't understand it. I didn't even know what Hamilton did. I went to this play to find out why this guy was so fabulous. And you got to understand something about my wife and I. We are dumb. I'll tap my wife. I go, you know what's going on? She's like, no, you? Nothing. Like, no. Like, we just sit there. Dumb.
All right, so Sebastian and his wife were missing the plot, and this got me thinking, guys, don't some people feel the exact same way about retirement planning? So I wanted to talk to you guys. How do you slow things down for your clients and explain the plot to them?
Well, it all starts with our Ivanoff Advisors Roadmap. We have to get an idea as to exactly what they have. We have to know every piece of the puzzle before we put anything together and give them an idea.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and add on to that. So the Ivanoff Retirement Roadmap, we can make it very basic, and we're fluent in engineer. We work with a lot of engineers, but we work with all sorts of different professionals. And what we need to understand is that what we do every day, we're very good at speaking about it to, you know, our peers and whatnot, but I'm able to break it down, and I really use a simple bucket strategy on a lot of that. And I do a 30,000 foot view, so I don't overwhelm a client. You know, different clients, you get to know them. You can speak at different levels as far as complexity. But at the end of the day, what I do is I just show some buckets on the screen. And see, this is in the first appointment. And we talk about the purpose, the money. And we didn't invent the bucket strategy, but it's a good way to make it palatable for everyone we're talking to. So you have the income bucket. All right, where's the income? We got Social Security, we got rental properties, we got pensions. What do we got coming in? Okay, great. Have that bucket dialed in. Then we have the conservative bucket. That might be for that project money or money we need in the next, you know, 0 to 2 years or so. All right, what's in that bucket? And does the client already have something in that bucket? And then from there, we're going to go into the growth bucket. All right, this money is earmarked for, you know, 7 to 10 years down the line. We want to add some horsepower to that. We want to see it grow. Perfect. Okay, so we have that all dialed in. And then we talk about the legacy bucket. And legacy can mean a lot of things. I add tax efficiency in that as well. And question is, okay, what kind of people are you? Are you hoping to live a frugal retirement so you can leave all the money to your kids because maybe they haven't done so hot? Do you want to bounce the last check or whatever's left is left? And then we talk about those different strategies that are in the legacy bucket. And that could be, you know, adding, making sure you're leaving money aside. Maybe you have a child that is disabled and you need to make sure they're set up for the rest of their life. Or maybe you have a child who lost their husband or wife and we need to make sure there's money set aside for the grandkids. So we talk about that bucket and we go through those different strategies. And then the other bucket we jump into is long-term care bucket. And that's, you know, that could be the dark horse in a lot of portfolios. You can do everything right in your planning, but if you haven't earmarked anything for long-term care and you're unlucky and you get Alzheimer's or dementia, that gets pretty expensive. I mean, we're in Orange County, California. It's not far-fetched to spend over $10,000 a month for long-term care. So we have income, we have conservative, we have growth, we have legacy planning, we have long-term care, not to mention Medicare and estate planning, but we kind of explain it in that way. That way we understand the purpose behind each dollar. We've talked about it in other parts of our show. The purpose of money dictates where we put it. Let's figure out the purpose, and then let's start strategizing behind that purpose. And I think most clients can understand that 30,000-foot view. And I'll tell them, look, the strategies behind might be more complex, but I need you to understand this part first so we're all on the same page.
I love hearing you talk about that bucket strategy, Travis, because I think that makes it a little more digestible for people, because I think sometimes when it comes to retirement planning, all the jargon and the advice out there can kind of be a little overwhelming for people. So I can understand how people get lost. So I like breaking it down in simpler terms. So let me ask you this, you guys, because I love action items. So for somebody listening who is feeling completely overwhelmed by retirement, could you break it down for them and make it a little simple with, you know, let's say 3 simple steps that somebody can take right now if they're feeling overwhelmed to cut through all this confusion and start moving forward with their retirement plan?
Yeah, I think the easy step is, look, you're not alone. There's people that do this every day. Just like whatever you do for work, whether you're a nurse or an engineer, you are probably a master at that. You don't have to walk through it alone. We love the distribution model because you're no longer accumulating. Before, you're just throwing money in your 401k, letting it grow. Now we need to work on distribution. So the 3 things I would do is just pick up the phone, take us up on our offer. We'll be able to do a retirement roadmap and really do have a clear picture of where you're headed into retirement, right? Paul had mentioned it earlier, planning is better than guessing. Let's start with a plan. We'll get to know you, figure out your purpose as far as what you're trying to accomplish in retirement, and then we'll do the planning for you. You don't have to overthink it. We'll help you, and we'll make sure that it's easy to digest.
One of the things that Travis and I encourage our clients to do is make memories. You know, a lot of times people want to just save money and whatever they don't spend, they pass it on to the kids. They give them this inheritance down the road, well, after they're gone. And we encourage our clients, make memories. Those kids, they'll remember this for the rest of their life. Do all this while you're still alive. For an example, I did this back around 2 years ago. I took around 16 relatives to Legoland. We all spent the night. We had a room there. Everybody hung out. And, you know, our family members, they talk about it to this very day. You know, we made memories, and that's memorable. And that was a lot easier than me just leaving a lot of extra money down the road when I passed away for inheritances.
So it all starts with a plan, and you got a plan for all of that. So that's where we can help you. So if you want to take us up on those 5 spots that we currently have available, the number is 714-452-1955. Amber and Ashley are standing by. We'll get you in as soon as we can, and we look forward to helping you plan your retirement.
Yes, if you are looking for answers to your retirement questions, this is the perfect opportunity for you. Connect with Paul and Travis. No pressure, no commitment, just genuine guidance tailored to you. Those spots will fill up, though, so time to take some action. Claim yours right now. That number for you again, 714 714- 952-1955. Or if you prefer online, you can reach out and learn more anytime at IvanoffInsights.com. I am here with Paul and Travis Ivanoff, the father and son duo behind Ivanoff Wealth Management and Ivanoff Advisors. And they are your go-to guides on the journey that is retirement. And you know this, guys, working with retirees. But there are some people out there that just never seem to slow down. I want us to take Paul McCartney, for example, here. At 83, Paul is gearing up for another tour and says he is not getting any signals to stop just yet. Take a listen.
As far as retiring is concerned, it's nothing I'm looking forward to or even thinking of. I've always said that as long as people want to come and see me, then I'll probably do it. I'll probably feel like doing it. The minute I start to feel like sort of, you know, shuffling around in the audience and going, oh, it's not very good, is it? Or the tickets aren't selling well, then I'll get the big message of ding, it's time to go.
This really makes you think, guys. Not everyone's vision of retirement is putting their feet up, calling it a day. So I wanted to talk to you guys about this and ask, when clients come to you and say that they still love what they do and they see no reason to retire, how do those conversations usually unfold? What's that dialogue like when someone's passion for what they do is the thing that's keeping them in the game?
Well, before we answer all that, just a little story here. Way back around 14 years ago, Paul McCartney, he was late 60s, and I thought he would be retiring soon.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, I couldn't get a ticket to the concert, but we were at a pretty nice hotel, my wife and I, and later that evening, it had to be, well, actually about 1 in the morning, I'm in my room, and I hear an Englishman talking out in the hallway.
Oh, my goodness.
So I look through the peephole in the door, and my God, there was Paul McCartney and his bandmates. They're talking about the show, how much they loved it. And, you know, part of me wanted to open the door and say, hey, I'm a big fan, but no, I didn't do that.
You should have said, hey, Paul, I'm Paul. Oh, my gosh, what a cool
story. That's right. We have a lot in common.
What a cool story. What are the odds?
I mean, we run into this all the time, and sometimes I joke in my office that we probably need a couch more than this conference table, and we become, marriage counselors or psychologists, therapists.
Yeah, therapists.
It happens all the time, but... You know, I think that's good. I think, you know, my dad often jokes, who I've been working with forever, is, hey, I'm never going to retire. I'm never going to pack it in. I might die in the office, which could be good or bad. I don't know. But I run into this all the time with different clients. And I think that we try to help them meet in the middle often, where, you know, whether it's the husband or wife, you know, we want them to know that they can retire. Because oftentimes, even if they love what they do, what we see a lot with our clientele, which is, you know, 58 to 75 on average, probably somewhere in that neighborhood, well, a lot of them came from a background where, you know, they didn't have money growing up. They had to live frugal. Their parents taught them how to be frugal. So the thought of them, you know, packing it in when they're probably making more money than they've ever done is very hard for them. So oftentimes we have to talk clients into spending money and help them realize, like, look, you did great. You've done everything you need to do. Now we're going to build out this retirement roadmap to hopefully give you some confidence in retirement. And sometimes that is enough. Once they really realize and give themselves credit, you know, give themselves a pat on the back, like, you did it. You do not have to keep the grind up. Even if you love it, maybe you turn into a consultant or do it part-time, but you've done enough in order to start enjoying retirement. But for a lot of clients that we sit down with, that's just not how they were raised. You know, they were work hard, save everything you got, and now you're telling me I got to start spending money and not get paychecks anymore. So that's where our retirement roadmap comes into play, where if nothing else, it's going to put it on one page and show them, like, hey, you actually could do this. You could retire. You're only working because you want to. And maybe once you know that, maybe you're not working full time. Maybe you're only picking up a couple days a week or you're becoming a consultant. We've had that happen a lot, and they kind of slowly back into retirement, but it's just giving them the clarity that they need, like, hey, you did it. You don't need to continue to be frugal. You can start spending some of this money.
Yeah, to add to what Travis just said, with quite a few of our clients, once we show them that they actually have enough to retire on, and even more so, we also ask if they have a dream number beyond what they want. And to get them in the right direction, Travis will even – in the conference room, get right on the screen, and he'll say, hey, where do you want to go? And we've had a client that said they wanted to book a safari. Travis got right on, showed them the various safaris, and they did it. Other clients, they put off the car of their dreams. And in the end, we show them how they can actually do that right now. a lot of people are just afraid to, they're afraid to spend their money. And then a lot of them are golfers. They golf, yet they don't join the golf club. They, you know, they don't join the clubs or any of that. So what happens? We find that if people don't actually spend their money, well, if they don't do it, their kids will. The kids are going to buy the fancy cars when they inherit. They're going to take the trips. There are a lot of young people at country clubs now that have inherited money. And they, you know, they want to do the cruises and all. So if you don't do it, well, your kids probably will. And that's your retirement. Enjoy it.
Yeah. So you guys are acting as therapists. You're acting as travel agents. It's your one stop shop. But I want to go back to Travis. I think you mentioned having a couch in the office and being a marriage counselor. And one thing I've noticed is that retirement does not look the same for everyone, especially for couples, because sometimes you have one person ready to call it a day while the other one is still enjoying themselves and is excited still to go to work every morning, and that can make planning for retirement a little tricky. So I'm curious if you can expand a little further how you help couples who aren't quite on the same page yet, whether that be financially, whether that be emotionally, or whether it be both. How do you help them come together and build a plan that's going to make sense for both of them and both of their goals?
Well, the first thing we have to get across to them is we've got to get them to find a way to compromise.
Yeah, that's definitely one of the things. But oftentimes, they haven't even had this conversation before until they're sitting in their office and they don't realize that the left hand doesn't know what the right hand wants to do. Hey, my wife is ready to retire. I didn't know that. And she's been wanting me to retire forever, but I guess I haven't stopped to listen to really do that. So the first thing is, you know, during that first appointment, I will separately ask the husband and wife, okay, what's important to you? What are your values? What do you value in your life right now? Is it time with your family? Is it, you know, working? Maybe their job is very rewarding and they're really setting a difference. So we talk about that, and then values aren't the same as dreams in retirement. Okay, now let's talk about your dream. So your values might be to continue, maybe you're working for a nonprofit or something like that, and you want to continue to give back, and that's very important. But your dream is to buy a house in Florida and just live the retirement life. Well, sometimes you gotta make a shift there. Well, I appreciate your values and what you do for work and that you include it, but maybe we need to start focused on more of your dreams here. And I'll ask the husband, I'll ask the wife, and then it might be the first time they've ever heard that in the room at the same time, what they value about work, what they're dreaming about. So once we kind of dissect that, that opens the dialogue, and at least that conversation started. Now, that might be enough to be like, you know what, I guess I never really was listening. My wife's probably accusing me of that a few times as well. But that being said, once we start that conversation, we get on the same page, we dictate what their values are versus what their dreams are. And then from there, we can start building towards that. And then, like Paul was saying earlier, you know, sometimes you got to compromise. Like, look, you know what, I'm gonna just start working 3 days a week. And I'm going to make sure during the summers I'm taking at least a month off, because what my wife values is spending more time with the grandkids, right? She wants to go to Disney World, go to Legoland, go visit them if they live in another state. Because let's face it, a lot of kids are leaving the state of California because it's so hard to buy a house. So their kids might be in Tennessee. In fact, I've had multiple clients buy houses next to their kids in Tennessee just to be close to them. So I think really dictating values, dreams, getting on the same page, and then finding a compromise is important, and that's what we do in our office. That's why I need a couch, not just chairs.
That's right. These conversations can be a real source of stress for couples, but I think that first step, it's like you said, Travis, open that line of communication, and incorporating the help of a professional can help you get on the same page and find that middle ground. So I just want to remind our listeners that our first five callers today can get these conversations started complimentary. Paul and Travis are offering you their Ivanoff Retirement Roadmap. 714-452-1955 is how you reach us to claim your spot, and I want to remind you there's no obligation attached to this meeting. This is just a conversation, so I highly encourage you to take advantage, because this is an amazing opportunity, but spots are limited, so snag yours. That number again, 714-452-1955. One more time, 714-452-1955, or you can connect with us online anytime at IvanoffInsights.com. All right, guys, I don't know why, but it always amazes me how quickly the markets can shift. One minute, everything looks calm. The next minute, you are on a ride that you didn't sign up for. Like back in April when the market dropped almost 20% in just a few days, only to bounce right back within a week. It's really enough to make even the most seasoned investor's stomach kind of do a flip. But here's the thing. If you panicked and sold, you might be sitting on the sidelines right now wondering what your next move should be. So I wanted to chat with you, Paul and Travis, about this. What would you say to someone who cashed out during that crash? How do you help folks who've had a tough experience like that get back on track and rebuild their confidence?
I love this question because really it speaks to asset allocation and strategy. You should not have all your eggs in one basket as far as one strategy for investing. So that might be a hard lesson learned where, you know, I had all my money into the S&P, et cetera, and I took a big hit. I panicked because I realized that I need to live off this money or I'm getting ready to retirement. Well, that's the whole reason why our clients are very well diversified. We have different buckets we're using for protection, buckets for diversification as far as international, global. We have the growth bucket. Then we also have the income bucket. So if we do a good job on all of those buckets, then you don't have to run for the hills every time the market takes a hit. We have that in our portfolio, in our strategies, and what we're trying to accomplish. We know that, hey, we can't risk it all, right? I often say at our educational seminars that we do all over is, you know, if I make you a couple extra $100,000, a lot of our clients have a hard time spending it. You probably won't. But if the market loses 15 to 20%, that's going to paralyze you, and then you're never really going to spend that money. So if you've already made this mistake, you definitely need to sit down with us. But Paul often says in our appointments, do you consider yourself a gambler? Are you going to take all your money to Vegas and put it on black and hope for the best? Okay, it can go really good and go really bad. So if you're nervous, you're sitting on the sidelines, we just need to build a better overall portfolio strategy and mix and plan. I guess really the word is plan. You don't want all your money in the market where it can go up, down, sideways every single day. We need to make sure that you have a plan. So when the market falls, you don't have to panic sell at the bottom and wait, and then get back in when it's recovered. That's not usually a good strategy, right? Fear sell, greed buy. We want to be aware of that. So if we build out a well-rounded plan, you'll never have to deal with that. And if you've already done that, you should sit down with us because we'll show you some different strategies to give you a little more peace of mind. You know, there's no perfect strategy, but we can put together a really near-perfect plan.
Yeah, also, Casey, for some of our clients where they're fearful to get back in the market, they've already lost, they pull out, and they're afraid to get in. They don't know what to do. But we often say to them, get back in. We'll put together strategies. You don't have to make it back the way you lost it. We'll put something together for you.
Our job is to help you have these important conversations and to help clients build a plan that isn't just for the good times, but for the bad times too. It's all about having a plan that's going to give you the confidence to ride out those storms. So if this is something that you need help with, let Paul and Travis be that partner for you. This is your final reminder that the first 5 callers today will receive a complimentary Ivanoff Retirement Roadmap. 714-452-1955 is the number to dial. Ashley and Amber are standing by at the office to take your call and get you on Paul and Travis's calendar for this complimentary consultation. I promise you want to take advantage of this opportunity. It is specifically tailored to you, and we will help you identify any potential weak spots in your current plan and help you get on the right track. That number again, 714-452-1955. One last time for you, 714-452-1955, or you can always visit IvanoffInsights.com and get connected with us that way. Paul, Travis, what a fantastic first show. I had so much fun, and I'm going to throw it over to you for the final word.
Yeah, I appreciate it. We had a great time. We're excited to get to know our listeners, but I will say this. This might be our first show, but it's not our first rodeo, right? And try to de-stress your life there because we have enough stress with the everyday. So planning is better than guessing. Let's get you a roadmap together so you can sail off to the sunset and enjoy that retirement.
All content is for information purposes only. It is not intended to provide any tax or legal advice or provide the basis for any financial decisions, nor is it intended to be a projection of current or future performance or indication or future results. Opinions expressed are solely those of Paul and Travis Ivanoff of Ivanoff Advisors and staff. The information discussed has been derived from sources believed to be reliable but is not guaranteed as to accuracy and completeness and does not purport to be a complete analysis of the materials discussed. The information contained herein should in no way be construed or interpreted as a solicitation to sell or offer to sell advisory services to any residents of any state other than the state of California or where otherwise legally permitted. Topics should be discussed with your individual advisor prior to implementation. Please refer to your account statements for more information on these products. Purchases are subject to suitability. This requires a review of an investor's objective, risk tolerance, and time horizons. Investing always involves risk and possible loss of capital. Advisory services offered through Paul and Travis Ivanoff of Ivanoff Advisors, an investment advisor in the state of California. Paul and Travis Ivanoff of Ivanoff Advisors does not offer tax planning or legal services, but may provide references to tax services or legal providers. Paul and Travis Ivanoff of Ivanoff Advisors may also work with your attorney or independent tax or legal counsel. Please consult a qualified professional for assistance with these matters. You should always consult with a qualified professional before making any tax or legal decisions. Neither asset allocation nor diversification guarantee against loss. They are methods used to manage risk, and not all assets listed are held by Paul and Travis Ivanoff of Ivanoff Advisors or its clearing firm. Assets held away from the firm may not be covered by SIPC. Paul and Travis Ivanoff of Ivanoff Advisors are not affiliated with any individuals, organizations, or employers mentioned. The views and opinions expressed are solely those of the speaker and do not represent or imply endorsement by Paul or Travis Ivanoff of Ivanoff Advisors. Annuities are designed to be long-term investments and frequently involve charges such as administrative fees, annual contract fees, mortality and risk expense charges, and surrender charges. Early withdrawals may impact annuity cash values and death benefits. Taxes are payable upon withdrawal of funds. An additional 10% IRS penalty may apply to withdrawals prior to age 59 and a half. Annuities are not guaranteed by FDIC or any other governmental agency and are not deposits or other obligations of or guaranteed or endorsed by any bank or savings association. Guarantees are based on the claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company.
Wherever you are on your road to retirement, Ivanoff Retirement Insights is here to guide you. Tap into expert advice. Subscribe now on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Your retirement starts here.